There are more signs suggesting China is gearing up to take Taiwan, like a buildup of new amphibious landing barges and advancements in its most sophisticated aircraft carrier program. It's all raising even more questions about Beijing's capabilities and intentions in the region. Recent satellite imagery and open source intelligence reveal China is building specialized landing barges at a shipyard in southern China. The barges feature 120-meter-long bridges capable of supporting heavy equipment like tanks, allowing them to bypass rocky or soft beaches. Defense analysts suggest these barges could expand potential landing sites for Chinese forces like coastal roads, challenging Taiwan's defense strategies that focus on defending a limited number of heavily fortified beaches. While many believe the barges are primarily designed for military use, others speculate they could also serve civilian purposes like disaster relief, for instance. Meanwhile, China's third and most advanced aircraft carrier, the Fujian CVN-18, returned to port after its sixth sea trial. Observers noted what appear to be touch-and-go maneuver marks on its flight deck, suggesting early testing of aircraft landing and takeoff capabilities. While no actual aircraft were observed aboard the carrier, full-scale models of J-35 fighter jets and KJ-600 early warning aircraft were present during the trial, signaling advancements in the ship's operational readiness. The Fujian is the first Chinese carrier equipped with an electromagnetic aircraft launch system, similar to the U.S. Navy's EMALS, enabling the launch of both lighter and heavier aircraft with greater efficiency. The carrier is expected to be operational by 2026. China did not officially comment on the purpose of the barges or the recent developments with the Fujian. However, Chinese President Xi Jinping recently reaffirmed his commitment to Taiwan's reunification, calling it an inevitability.